get a text from Anthony on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yes, Saturday. That says, can you text the eye doctor dude that we had on the air? I woke up with my left pupil twice the size of my right one, kind of freaking me out. Don't want to go to the ER. So I was like, wait, what? So I send you Dr. Gentile, you know, our friend, Dr. Mm-hmm. Gentile, who's always on the show. I send you his private cell so you can contact him. He always says to us, if you ever need anything, here's my cell, let me know. And then you send me a picture. So one pupil was really big and the other one was teeny, like a pinprick.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I woke up, the first thing I do is I grab my phone and I go to look at my phone and I can't really see it really well. I'm like, that's kind of strange, but I didn't even think anything about it. So I did a hair appointment, got a hair appointment with my phone kind of like this. I just figured my eyes are screwed up. So I went to the hair appointment, got done, walked out, and went, wow, I'm having a hard time seeing.
So only out of one eye or both eyes? And when you say a hard time seeing, like, was it blurry? Okay, out of one eye. It was blurry.
And when I looked down at my reverse camera on my car, it looked black and white. I thought that was weird.
Okay.
So, and the funny thing is, so I went to Target after I got my hair did, and I was pulling out of Target, and there was a car accident right in front of me.
Of course.
So I pull over and I had it on dash cam. So I downloaded it from the dash cam onto my phone so I could go to the police and say, if you want proof, here it is. So I was trying to do something nice for a change.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the whole time I'm downloading it, I'm having a hard time seeing.
Blurry, like, still blurry.
Still blurry. Mm-hmm. Put my car in reverse again. The camera looks black and white. I'm like, this is strange. But didn't think anything of it. Got home, unloaded the stuff from Target, looked in the mirror and went, holy shit. One pupil's huge and one pupil is small. And I was like,
No, not just small. It looked like a pinprick. You sent me the picture of it and it was like, it was a blue eye with almost no pupil in the middle of it.
Yeah. And the other one was huge. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
I immediately you go to Google and you type it in and nothing on Google was good. Everything
What kind of stuff came up?
That you had a stroke. Everything on Google said, make sure your will is up to date. I mean, nothing was good.
Wow.
There wasn't like you might have taken, I don't know, an aspirin at the wrong time. Nothing. So go to the doctor immediately. Do not pass go. So the only doctor is the ER, and the ER here is horrible.
Well, also because you live in a place where COVID is still running rampant. So your ER is probably full of COVID patients.
I went online and looked at the ER. They said 10-minute wait. Bullshit. It's probably 2-hour wait. But then you go down the list of everything they need to do once you get to the ER. It's a CAT scan. It's this. It's that. This is going to be all day. But I'm freaking out the whole time because eyes aren't supposed to do this.
No, but I love that you're freaking out, but not enough that you actually are going to go to the emergency room. You're freaking out enough that you're like, can I have the dude's number so I can text him? Like, what if he didn't text you back? What if he wasn't available? You would have what? Like, just sat there potentially maybe having
a seizure.
A seizure or a stroke or something?
I don't know what I was thinking. All I was thinking was, I do not want to go to the ER. I want to do anything I can. I was on the ledge. I just didn't want to go to the ER because I knew it was going to be all day. I knew it was going to be forever. Because they're going to have to put you through all these tests. You just can't walk in, them not knowing who you are, and one eye's like that. They're going to put you through every test possible.
Of course, they have to.
Right. So, I'm freaking out. So, I remember that we have Dr. Gentile on the air, and he's like the head muckety-muck eye doctor in the country.
Yeah.
At Mount Sinai. I mean, he's the guy. So, eye doctors go to him when they need eye doctor stuff.
Right.
he's Dr. Fauci of eyes.
He is. He's the king of eyes.
I've given this guy nonstop shit because he's just fun to play with. And right, he always shows up in scrubs and all that when he's on the air with us and he plays along. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So I text you and I said, can you call this guy or text this guy? I need this guy. So you text me, you sent me his information. I texted him. He got right back to me.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Right back to me. So he said, take a photo of your eyes. So I took a photo of my eyes. And then he said, you know, do these tests. Does your eye move? Do you flash a light in it? Does it get bigger or smaller? The pupil didn't move.
Uh-oh.
The pupil didn't move at all when you put light in it. But my eyes did move side to side. I wasn't slurring my speech more than usual. And he's like, what kind of... He said, have you taken cocaine lately?
Oh, no. He really asked you that?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know. And I said, I've never even seen cocaine in my life. I wouldn't know what it looks like. No, I'm not lying to you. No, I haven't had cocaine, heroin, pot, anything. I'm clean. So I gave him the list of medicine that I take. And what I did Saturday morning was, usually when I get my medicine, I take like four different pills every day. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blah, blah, blah.
That you've been taking since I've known you for like, you know, 15 years now.
As long as I take them, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But if I don't take them, I feel weird. The blood pressure goes crazy, whatever. So I didn't have a drink with me, so I just dropped them in my pocket and went to go get my haircut. So when I'm walking back, I'm kind of feeling a little bit weird. I reach in my left pocket and there's my pills. I was like, oh, when I leave getting my hair did, I got to take my pills.
Yeah.
So when I get out to the car, take my pills, and then that's when everything happens. So he's going through all this checklist. Am I doing heroin? Am I doing cocaine?
He's really asking you that. I can't believe it.
Yeah, because he doesn't. I mean, when you see the photo of me, it looks like I'm high on crack. Because one eye's crazy, the other one's
crazy.
You look
like one of those weird cats that somebody names after David Bowie, because David Bowie had one eye one color, one eye another color.
Yeah.
That's what you look like, one of those weird cats.
Yeah, it was very disturbing looking. So he said, I think it's your medication. Did you touch your medication and then touch your eye? I'm like, probably, because I always rub my eyes. I mean, that's...
And it's allergy season. Eyes are itchy. You wake up in the morning, you touch your eye because you don't sleep well sometimes, or you sleep too well because you've taken another medication.
Right. So I explained to him that I put the medication in my pocket, told him that whole story. He said, what pocket did you put the medication in? And I said, my left pocket, which was the left eye that was all screwed up. And he's like, whoa. I got it.
He's so proud of himself.
He's so happy. He goes, you put your hand in your pocket, then you touched your eye freaked out, and that's what it is. And he goes, but this is driving me crazy. I got to know what this is. And he's so like House. He has to find out what the issue is, because it's going to drive him crazy.
So did he do some more research and get back to you, or he just wanted to know, like...
No, he said... He went down the checklist and said, you know, your eye moves, it doesn't react to light, you're not slurring, you're not, you know, all this stuff. He's going down. He said, there's really nothing they can do at the ER except do a bunch of tests.
Right.
So he said, you might want to just wait it out. He didn't say how long to wait it out, but I was thinking like a day, wake up the next morning and see how it is.
Well, because you had no other symptoms. I mean, if you had it came with a headache, or you're feeling faint or nauseous, or literally any, there's one other symptom. You had no other symptoms other than the fact that your eyes look like a weird cat.
And I can't see because one eye is crazy. But so I woke up the next morning, back to normal.
Fine. Back to normal.
He's brilliant.
Wait, so you were able to see just fine? Like you woke up the next morning, were able to see like a normal day?
Yeah. I woke up the next morning, went, huh? I got to look at my phone. And I went and looked in the mirror and went, it's all back to normal.
I would never even think of that. Like touching medication and then touching your face. You wouldn't think that there was an interaction, but you know, hey, like heads up, PSA right here.
He got it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he broke it down to which pocket did you put it in. Well, that, there you go, right there. Left pocket, left eye, you're fine. Go sleep it off.
Right. Do me a favor, though. This is, here's guys for you. You wake up in the morning, there's something wrong with your eye you can barely see. Don't just go about your day. Don't. Stop and check it out and be like, huh, do I have a contact stuck in my eye? Did I, whatever. Now you know, did I touch my eye? But take a look, like investigate it.
If I would have went to the ER, I would probably still be there.
Right, that's true. Well, I think they prioritize you. So if you walk in, you're like, oh, my stomach hurts. They're like, yeah, go sit over there. We'll see you in 5 hours. But if you walk in and say, I got this weird eye thing, I think they take you right in.
No, I think,
if
I think they take bullet hole guy before they take me. You know, arm got cut off guy goes in and I'm still sitting there.
Right.
Because I'm just eye guy. You know, when we take an eye guy? I don't know. Just maybe later. There's COVID here.
Yeah, your eye guy with no other symptoms. That's the thing. If you're eye guy with chest pains, eye guy with a migraine, you know, eye guy and something else, you get right in here, sir. There's your doctor, there's your nurse, there's your place to sit. Yeah.
The ERs in South Carolina are a step up from the veterinary school. Okay. I mean, it doesn't go that much higher.
Right.
You know, 10 years ago, they were trading chickens for medical advice. So it's really not the greatest place to go. So I figure if I have the ability to talk to the number one eye guy in the country.
Yeah, you're going to go ahead and do that.
He's much better than the guy who fixes people's toe for a chicken.